entrance there, Big Bear Estates. I don't know if they can't read or what's going on, but it has created a lot of extra traffic in our in our HOA area.
Okay.
So I just have concerns, you know, and I hope you guys take that into consideration. Yep. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
My name is Julie Beck. I live at 123 Coveview Road, but I own a slip in the dock right behind this property. My concern is this. If they do this 10-unit with an HOA and all that, these properties are going to sell for more money, which is great for my property value. But people buy those, and we've been here before with neighbors that have brought properties thinking they can nightly rental. The only way they oppose that is if we come in again. The only way we know about it is if we see the notification posted on the post, which every time it rains, it falls off anyway, or if we have the property that's right next to it and get a letter of notification. So where our dock is there, we don't get that notification. We live across the cove, so we have to watch. I already had trouble with a property on up the cove. They were nightly rentaling it. Those people were on our dock, and they were upset because it advertised, you know, you're right on the lake, blah, 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 but you couldn't get on the lake. They didn't have a dock, so they were on our dock. I had to report it. I mean, it's just continual because it's complaint-based. It's up to us to monitor it. So once they sell these houses, they're done. Their responsibility is done. They don't monitor who rents it or what they do with it once it's sold. And I get that. They want to make as much money as they can, but at our expense. So, one thing I was told when they put in Rocky Shores, and I think I've mentioned this at another meeting, I was told the caliber of people that will rent those, we're not going to have any trouble. Last summer, we had an escapee running through the lot next to our house. We had to call a sheriff. Where Randy Maddox had to hold him at gunpoint till the sheriff got there. Just last week, there was an overdose in Rocky Shores. You don't see that in the paper. You don't read it. It doesn't get reported. Those people are just like everybody else. Money doesn't mean they don't bring the problems. And like everybody else, the traffic is horrendous. I know he can go ahead and build 10 private homes, but 10 private homes is different than using it as a vacation home and letting all your friends come every weekend. That's more and more cars. That's more and more traffic. It's just getting very dangerous through there. So, and then also when it floods, people are speeding through Big Bear to get to the cutout so we can go around the flooding. I wouldn't be surprised if they decide those are private roads, seal them off. Don't let us go through there anymore. Then we don't have any access because Emerald Point already did that. They cut off our access during flooding because of Rocky Shores. So those are all things to take into consideration. I know he can go, you know, a home per lot, that's great. I know he can do that, but there's a difference between a private home own the property and an HOA property that have the big homes that people think they can just use as a vacation home. Let whoever they know come and use it on the weekends. They're not there. It just causes more and more issues. So please consider that when you're making your decision today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is David Myers, and my family is the owner of 123 Myers Lane, approximately 120 feet to the north of the proposed change. We've had the property long enough that the street was named after my father, over 50 years. It's always been zoned single family, and it's been always a nice, quiet, peaceful place. The intent to change the neighboring property to R3 multifamily is troublesome. It will have a much denser footprint adding much more noise, vehicle, and foot traffic. And the bigger problem will come when they decide to, with or without the consent of the county, and quietly allow nightly rentals via Airbnb. I know you say they can't do it, but it'll happen. This will bring in a multitude of people coming in that don't know the boundaries, encroaching on neighboring property, as well as the noise and inconvenience to existing property owners. I think we've discussed before, if the zoning does change, there's nothing to keep them from changing their plans. And I'm sure that even 10 units would require extending county water and sewer service, which we were told would be unavailable to us. I'm not sure how all this would work. I'm opposed to this change in zoning. I see there are a lot of folks in this room, all neighbors to this property, and I was going to guess that most are opposed to this, even if they did not speak publicly. I have a tendency to disagree with you, Brandon, that they could not put 13 houses on. They might be able to put 13 structures, but on a 50 by 60 lot, you couldn't have a house, a driveway, and any type of septic system. It's physically impossible. So, and even most of the trailer houses that are in that area are on two lots. So
I would have to ask Cody, because I don't even know the size of the lots. That was another one of my questions.
They're about 50 by 60
okay.
feet.
One of my other current lot size was a question I had there.
Okay, so. All right. But like I said, not being confrontational, I don't.
So you're saying physically, it may not be physically
possible. It's not physically possible.
Cody, is it? Do you know?
So there's.
It may be tight, but they do not have to put septic in.
So, anyhow, in closing, I would ask the commission to deny this proposed change.
I do have one quick question, sir. I'm sorry.
For you, Mr. Meyer.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, on the. You brought up county water and sewer and said you guys wouldn't have access to it. So county doesn't have water. There's no county water system.
Okay, I didn't know what the system that – I thought that the system that came through Big Bear was
– There's sewer water. There's sewer through there. Does county sewer not go up there?
It stops down in here, but you know how sewer works. If you want to pay for the extension, they will bring it to you.
Okay.
I see.
You just need to talk to the sewer district about that, but –
Okay, I thought my brother had talked to somebody, and he said it wasn't going to go up the hill. So yeah.
It's not cheap, but they would love to have you as a customer.
So who has the public? Who has the water down in Big Bear?
I'd say it's owned by the
American Water or private.
Yeah,
it is private.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know. So just to be honest with you.
Okay.
So is that American Water that owns that now? What did it used to be part of Big Bear? Or?
No.
So it's your water system?
Water system's always been ours.
Okay, and it's still, okay. So it's not part of American?
Not
or
anybody
whatever.
Else.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
No, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I didn't know that.
Okay.
I'm Alan Jennings. I live at 595 Clevenger Cove Road. And as people before me have said, the traffic now is horrendous on that road. There are buses speeding through there. There are people from staying at Rocky Shores that are basically drag racing from the corner out. And we've had to call the police several times. I believe the police should be down there every day, the county sheriffs, to control the speed. This is not going to add to the traffic too much, but it will. And as far as making it R3, that just opens up that bigger can of worms. And I believe that's all I have to say.
Thank you, sir. Ma'am, are you signed up?
I just have a question from the developer.
He's going to get up, and so if you'll hold it, he's going to get back up here in a moment.
I think it might help
I think she needs to ask us, and then we can ask.
Okay, yeah.
He can address it.
Yeah, I just need to ask. I'm not sure what this is.
Did you sign up?
Sorry, it's a public hearing setting, so we do like to get people's name and address on the... Yeah, no, you're good. So you can actually address us and then walk over and sign up.
Okay.
However you'd like to handle it.
Commission, my question for the developer is, what is the size of the proposed structures? We've heard that there's 10, but we don't know if they're one-bedroom, five-bedroom, 10-bedroom. I think that would have a great impact on... the discussion.
Good. Yeah. And your name and address, just for the record.
Corin Milliken, 132 Timberland Lane.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak?
Yes.
Sir?
Kurt Stackelbeck, 103 Big Bear Boulevard. And if you wouldn't mind, kind of zoom in down here on the corner. This is probably one of the biggest issues.
Right here?
No, go down a little farther.
Okay.
So when you come out of the park, right around this corner, this is horrible, this whole section through here. It's obviously not large enough to support the amount of traffic currently. Single-family or multiple-family dwellings aside, I think what you're hearing is this cove's overbuilt. And I don't know where the process starts to stop. Is it here? I mean, I know we're talking about R1 to R3 right now, but you're already hearing there's so much pressure down here. How do we stop the pressure on building in the cove? Does that start here, or does that start somewhere else? Or does it never start?
It's privately owned property that we have.
So how does it stop?
You buy the property and
you can't.
Don't develop it?
You can't stop it?
We can't keep somebody from building on the
property. But it's becoming unsafe through here. So who controls that? That's my question.
I guess the individual.
So we are splitting hairs here. Mm-hmm. You know, 10 houses versus 13. Nobody wants hotel units. I don't think anybody wants 13 additional, 26 additional, 56 additional houses. I don't think the infrastructure is here to support it. And what I'm hearing is it's impossible to stop.
I mean, it'd be very similar to, sir, if you wanted to build something on your property,
how would somebody tell you not to? I'm looking at this. Would you guys, who supports all the infrastructure through here?
The tourists.
Who?
When you say the infrastructure.
The infrastructure, the roads.
So the roads. So Taney County Road and Bridge.
Okay. Well, you're already hearing it can't support the traffic we have, correct? So how does it get to Taney County and Road to say, guys, we got to quit this unless we really change the infrastructure through here? How does that process happen?
I apologize. I'm not trying to sound... How do you expect the government to stop...
Something that's unsafe for the people?
Hold on. Okay. One, I don't know that it's unsafe with the rules and regulations that we have. If people are speeding through there, that's on the individual speeding.
Oh, no. It doesn't have to be speeding. Just go down and look at the corners. You've got blind corners. You've got roads that are too narrow.
Can you zoom in on... If the Corps of Engineers would give us property... And if all those people on that right-hand side would give us property, then we could widen the road. I guarantee you, in other areas, because it's happened, they will not give us the right-of-way to where we could.
So we're going to continue to build the problem. Who stops that?
People not developing their own land.
Good.
People not using their own property that they already own to develop and do what they want to do with it.
This... doesn't make sense to me.
It would be very much similar, sir, if you own Mr. Myers' property where he has 13 lots on it. You bought it with the plans of having your family there.
Let's not use Mr. Myers' property. Let's use the property.
The one that we're talking about.
I think we've already established that people can build on this.
Sure, and that's the question. That's to answer your question.
That? I mean, is there any...
Nobody. I mean, it's landowner rights.
It's the law. Nobody.
So,
okay, so